Yeah, if you haven't planned ahead, well, I can't plan ahead for you. No, and I can't pay your taxes for you either. Now, I have good news. If the government owes you taxes, you don't ever have to file. They're perfectly good with that. You don't ever have to file a tax return. However, if you owe them one little penny and you do not file your taxes, they have a very bad attitude. Sour might be a way to put it. My next guest, not a sour attitude. He's a man that's been following this for a long time, and he remains optimistic nonetheless. Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform President. Grover, nice to have you.
Hey, Steve. It is good to be with you. And yes, of course, I'm optimistic. This is America.
Yes.
But it gets annoying sometimes, a little scary, depressing when we hear what the IRS has been and has not been doing.
Well, that's right. And they've been up to a lot. All right, so tax day is Monday officially. Of course, for people that pay quarterly and so forth, you've probably already paid. But tax day is Monday, April the 15th. What's it going to look like this year? Last year, for the whole year, I think we brought in $4.5 trillion. Not nearly enough for them to pay for all the things they want to squander our money on. Are we going to be higher in revenue this year?
That's a good question. The economy continues to grow. We still have the Trump corporate income tax rates, which were at 35, highest in the world, dumbest in the world, worse than China, worse than France. We brought it down to 21. The danger isn't this year's. Nothing too much changes this year. The problem is next year, because Biden is actually written down. You know, if you're the evil scientist and you're going to take over the world, don't write it down so that the hero can read what your plans are. But he wrote down what he intends to do, and that is, among other things, take the business tax back up to 28, higher than China, higher than Europe.
And when you say business tax, I want to be clear about this, Grover. You're talking about the corporate C corporations. Are you talking pass-through businesses? Are you talking LLCs? Are you talking everything across the board, 28%?
Both. It's bad for companies, C corporations like General Motors. It's even worse for small companies, partnerships, S corporations, people who started a business inside their garage, in effect, or in their office or at home or as a side gig. And their business grew and they paid business taxes through their personal income tax. He wants to take that one up to about 39%. Okay.
Well, he will bankrupt every business. He wants to, or he's going to?
Oh, his plan is, if he doesn't get the House and the Senate, he can't do this. But that's why this year's elections matter. If he's elected, the House is narrow, the Senate the Democrats have narrowly, it is not impossible. And the other team is spending billions with a B dollars to make it so they get a complete tax increase. Because all the Republicans have signed a pledge, almost every Republican signed a pledge, we're never raising taxes. And they've been sticking to that. We get tax increases when the Democrats in Washington, D.C., have the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Boom. As soon as that happens, tax increase. He's written down, Biden, what those tax increases will be. Higher taxes on small businesses, up to 40%. He wants to have a second death tax. In addition to the one we have now, he wants to get rid of stepped-up basis so that when you retire, pass away, sell your business at the end of your life, you've been paying property taxes and sales taxes and your own personal income taxes. And then you get to the end and you're going to sell your business, and that's how you're going to retire. He wants a capital gains tax of 44.6%. The capital gains tax was created in 1922, that's 100 years ago. It's never been that high. Under Carter, when we had stagflation, it was almost that high, but it would be the highest we've ever had the capital gains tax be, more than double China's. Let's see, you're going to invest money. America?
I didn't even realize I was doing this homework for you, Grover, but apparently I was.
Okay.
Because over the weekend, I got to looking at some things to understand small business, because I had somebody ask me, a sister Sarah asked me, she's one of the producers here, said, hey, how do you define a small business? Is it on income or is it on people? As we found out, it's actually on both, right? It's kind of a product of both to define a small business. But the average small business in America has no employees, so it's a single proprietorship, and it makes $48,000 a year. That's the average small business in America, 48 grand, one person. 86% of small businesses in America make less than $100,000. 86%. So if you tax $100,000 of gross income, you've just destroyed that business because now it's got 60 grand through the door, can't write anything off, can't afford not even one employee if they did need one. These are the numbers that I came to learn. And so that's destructive across, that is an atomic bomb across business in America, isn't it?
It is, but think of it this way also. It's a landmine up ahead of you because you are in the top bracket and you'll end up paying almost half of what you sell the business for. More than half if you live in California, about 60% because you add the state to the federal capital gains taxes. But what happens is there is one day in your life where any small business is a rich person, the day he sells his business. That's the day they come in and treat you as if you'd been making $1 million every year and swoop our way out, okay? And that was the payday you and your spouse worked on all those years, the family to put it together. And when you don't think of yourself as rich, you know, but when you sell it, that year you're rich. That year they hit you hard. That year they can take half. And that's what Biden wants to do. We had the capital gains tax, you know, down to 15% at one point. And the Democrats, every time they've gotten power, have kept raising it and now want to take it, as Biden has said many times, but he put it in writing, 44.6%.
Unbelievable. 44.6% on selling a business. So
that's just federal, add state.
No, I understand that, and there's more at the state level, but okay. Rule of thumb, let's say your business does $100,000 in gross receipts and you're worth five times, you know, that's 3 to 7 times, we'll just call it in the middle, five times. So your business is worth $500,000 based on revenue, roughly, and you get that, and all of a sudden you have less than $300,000, you have $280,000 left over for selling your business that you've worked on for years that made you $100,000, and they took 40% of that, then they took 45% of what's left. Good God. These people have no shame. Grover, I'll give you the last word.
That's why they have to say things like, you didn't do that. You were just lucky. It's as if you wanted it at the craps table and we're taking half of it. That's the way they view your life's work.
Yeah, I work 15 hours a day. Is that luck? 15 hours a day. Sometimes more. Sometimes I get off with a 12-hour day if I'm real lucky, I suppose, Grover. Is that luck?
We didn't get into it, but there was that wonderful IRS agent who got caught playing golf 169 times when he said he was at work and 29 times when he said he was sick. And it took 3 years to fire him. With the union going, I don't see any problem here. That's your federal government. That's what we pay for.
Isn't it great? By the way, you don't have to pay union dues if you're a public employee. Thank you to the National Right to Work Foundation. Quick shout out, Grover Norquist. Thank you to you for all the uplifting news. Vote, people. That's what Grover's saying. He's saying vote. Otherwise, it's going to cost you a fortune. Thank you, Grover.
Absolutely. Take it easy. Take care, Steve. Thanks.
Tax Day Monday. You have been warned. It's the Steve Gerber Show. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gerber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber.
Peak Wealth Management.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month, we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org/Michigan.